This might be the craziest story of the entire year. To your right is a man named Milo. Milo is very well known. He's a right-wing influencer. He's somebody who has spent a lot of time advocating that people vote for Donald Trump. Milo is also a huge supporter of ICE. He's advocated that ICE runs around our cities and deports as many people as possible, no matter the cost, no matter the brutality. We just need to get all of these undocumented people out. Milo was deported. He was arrested by ICE and deported, and he just went on Piers Morgan to let the world know, actually, ICE is really brutal and horrible, and I made a huge mistake, and I wouldn't wish this on anyone. So we're going to react to him on Piers Morgan and talk a little bit about this. Again, I think it so perfectly encapsulates what I believe to be a lot of MAGA, which is you can't understand the brutality until it happens directly to you. You know, a lot of us actually knew the brutality of this. We'd hear stories or listen to people being interviewed. It didn't have to happen, directly to us for us to figure that out. This is wild. Let's hop right into it. So again, on the left here, Milo tweeting, total legal immunity for ICE agents when they're on duty. Literally advocating ICE should be able to just do whatever they want. I should be able to, you know, kill people in cold blood. They should have total immunity. And then here is his photo. This is the tweet, actually, from the Department of Homeland Security. On August 27th, ICE arrested Milo in a, quote, an illegal alien from the United Kingdom in New Orleans. He was issued a final order of removal by an immigration judge on July 22nd, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And again, his picture there. And just one more time, setting this up, just so you get the idea. This is on Twitter. I am on Milo's account, and I just searched the word deportation. So we go through a couple tweets. There's one concrete thing we must insist on this administration delivering. It matters a lot more than debts measured in imaginary money. We have got to deport millions and millions and millions of people. Without that, nothing else matters. Advocating that we, deport Mehdi Hassan, who's obviously a well-known left-wing pundit who's very good at what he does. You know, pushing the administration to deport more people. Quote, Trump got 45% of the Latino vote while promising to deport their asses. Ha, 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 ha. This is the type of person we're dealing with. And so Milo gets deported, and let's take a listen to how he's doing. I ask you one favor, which is let me know in the comments down below if you think Milo during this is intoxicated. And I know that's a weird ask, but other people have mentioned it. I was talking to Adam and team behind the scenes as I set this video up, and I can't really tell. He's obviously making a funny face here, makes some funny faces throughout this. Kind of seems a little off. Could have showed up to Piers Morgan intoxicated, but you let me know as you watch. And I totally lied. That's not the only favor. I'm going to ask one more favor. Go down below, hit like, hit subscribe, and share this video out. Obviously, I am not Adam Mockler. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. So if you appreciate the work that we do to set these videos up and make this happen, again, make sure you like and subscribe and check out my YouTube channel right down below. Let's take a listen to the first clip.
I didn't really understand the physical reality of how institutionalized the brutality is in America. The manner in which they arrest you, they put you in manacles, your hands, your feet, chained together. I mean, like, it is, everybody is arrested is like an MS-13 gang member, and it hurts a lot more than it looks like on television. I was put from detention facility to a correction facility. Every 3 hours they were sort of trying to keep ahead of my lawyers so I couldn't, but no one would tell me anything. I know it's designed to be like that, but it was humiliating and it was disorientating, all the rest of it. It was physically degrading. It was frightening. It was frightening. I don't think I've ever been frightened like that before.
How emotional have you been through this period?
I've never been like this before. I tripped and kind of tumbled down the stairs a night or two ago, and I'm a clumsy person, so that it's not the rarest thing in the world. But it set something off from when I'd been kind of shoved down a couple of steps, and I was weeping like an old woman for an hour, and I was like, oh, I really have got to get this out of my system. I think maybe in the past I've been a little bit blasé when people talked about their trauma, a little bit kind of cavalier when people talked about, stuff kind of lingering with them. But I get it now. I wouldn't wish it on anyone. The thing that astonishes me, I have to say, is to see the various bits of the American government, all the machinery of the government, kind of lining up to lie in the manner that Tom Homan just did. I mean, I want to be completely clear with you and with your viewers. Like, I don't really do, you know, the right-wing provocateur thing anymore. I manage lawyers for a living. You know, I'm pretty organized and together person when I'm, you know, when I'm not being silly on Twitter. And I'm married to an American. There's no reason I would take a risk like this. I didn't need to overstay a visa. There were dozens of companies who could have sponsored me. And I'm married to an American. I didn't.
Wow. A lot of people tell me that sometimes I can be too soft on MAGA. I maybe see the good in most people. And this is not one of those cases. I'm just going to be straight honest. This is not one of those cases. This is like, I am sitting here laughing at this guy. I do not hear a single tear or sob story from him. It's one thing to vote for Donald Trump and regret it later, as so many have. It's another entirely to be such a prominent figure in the right-wing space and to be actively with almost a million followers on Twitter alone advocating that, you know, people be deported and being so on top of the news and making fun of, as he calls it often, sob stories of people being deported, making fun of all of that and then being deported and wanting to do the whole sob story where you say, I had no idea the reality. Such BS. I mean, it makes me angry, but I'm also, I think it's hilarious, to be frank with you. And I am somebody who is known, like I said, to be nicer than I should be to a lot of MAGA individuals. This is not one of the cases, This is objectively hilarious to watch in real time. Let's go to the next clip.
Collapse into this ugly, warmongering, taken as a whole, mentally ill heap of crazy, with some of the most, you know, unstable and lunatic people seemingly directing the president's actions. If I had any clue that anything remotely like this, you know, was even possible, I would never have got involved in supporting Trump in the first place. And I'm very ashamed that I did.
You should be ashamed. You should absolutely be ashamed that you got involved and helped Donald Trump win. And he's talking there about these people who have gotten Donald Trump's ear. You know, obviously this comes as Donald Trump's poll numbers are collapsing. The midterms are coming up. And so there's a lot of right-wing infighting right now. You have people like Laura Loomer taking shots at Milo saying he's lying. I'm calling on the DHS to, you know, essentially release the body cam footage. I talked to people in the DHS. Obviously, Laura Loomer's pretty close with the president, or has been in the past. She's flown on Air Force One with him. So we will see what happens there. Maybe DHS will release their footage and Milo will be debunked because he went on this entire thing and claimed that he shouldn't have been deported and it was like a mistake and they treated him like shit. So we will see what happens. This was Mark Wayne Mullen today, obviously the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Take a listen to this.
Well, so the Democrats want to, they throw out all these fear mongrels to try to make ICE and President Trump's administration look as worse as possible. Unfortunately, we have the left media that buys into that.
These people are so shameless, but also I'm curious now. I guess Milo is one of those people. Milo, who spent, again, so much time pointing the finger at others for supposedly doing whatever Mark Wayne Mullen just described, he has now become, I guess, that person, that fearmonger. Let's go to this next clip, and then we'll look at what Laura Loomer and other right-wingers said. Again, if you made it this far on the video, make sure you hit like and subscribe. Appreciate you guys so much.
Why would I lie? It's going to make it even more difficult for me to get back to see my family, to see my pets.
So what family do you have back in America at the moment? Your wife?
Well, I'm married to an American. I've got dependents. I've got cats. I've got, you know, I've got employees. I have a whole life there. I've been there for 10 years. Everything is there.
You're married to an American woman?
No.
Man? I don't want to pry into your sexuality. You're a gay man and you're married to a gay man.
I don't do the sex stuff anymore, but yes.
Okay, I'm only asking because I just want to know what family you have left in America. Where is your spouse?
Living in the same...
So the reason I play this clip, you heard in the beginning, he's explaining essentially that they deported me for no reason. Why would I you know, let my green card expire. Why would I be in the country illegally? I had so many options to get legal status. Why would I do that? But Milo has been well known for a while, specifically in relation to the last point about being gay, because he personally essentially, you know, came out as gay and then switched and said that he had God like take the gay out of him, and he proceeded to make fun of the fact that he was gay and said he no longer participates in said activities. This is the right wing for you, just for the record. And so him appearing kind of very uncomfortable saying that he's married to a man and he's living with a man, but as he puts it, no longer engages in the sex stuff. So this is the right wing for you, trying to toe this line, you know, when this community of MAGA, the right wing, hates the LGBTQ plus community, you know, in the way that they do, and is so hateful and filled with so much bigotry. If you want to be part of it, you know, you can't be the person that maybe you know you are. And just for the record, anyone out there who's part of the LGBTQ plus community, I could not imagine what it's like to be existing in this country right now. Just know I'm proud of you and I'm on your team. You're the best. So this was Laura Loomer. Milo is lying. I reached out to sources at DHS and they told me his claim that multiple ICE agents walked off the job because they didn't want to detain him, which is what he said, is completely fabricated. I look forward to DHS and ICE releasing the body cam footage so everyone can see what a pathological liar Milo is. Also, his claim that Washington was calling every 20 minutes is absurd. Besides, how would he know he was in captivity? Outrageous lies from a foreigner who broke our laws. And then this, one of the other clips from Piers Morgan, where Milo says he was swarmed by 15 ICE agents and that one or two of them refused to take part in detaining him once they recognized who he was. So we will see who comes out on top in that dispute. I assume this story is not over. We will certainly bring you another video about it. I just want to play a brief second of this where he's describing how essentially he had a green card and he shouldn't have been deported, et cetera, et cetera. And then we'll hear from Alex Jones, who also chimed in on this ordeal.
Card. On what basis have they thrown you out of the country?
They sent notices to an address they knew I didn't live at anymore. Mm. Two addresses ago in Florida, almost 10 years ago, in order to get an in absentia hearing, which is basically they show up with a judge, they tell the judge you didn't show up, you didn't respond to the notices, and they ask the judge to give them a, you know, an order. That's what happened. They had previously cancelled my work permit without telling me. They excluded my lawyer, and the ICE agents who arrested me in Louisiana told me this. I don't know if they were supposed to, but they told me that my lawyer had been deliberately excluded. And I said, well, how do you even know that I have one? He said, because I've got his name and phone number right here, but they didn't send him the notices. And they didn't send you the notices. They sent them to an address you don't live at. When you get served with this stuff from immigration, it doesn't come via FedEx or a process server, you know, like in your hand or anything like that. They just mail it. And if they mail it to an address you don't live at, they can have a whole
year. But that may not have been deliberate. That could just be an admin error.
But I'd had notices from the not just from, you know, some vague immigration-related, you know, a bit of the government, from the precise agency, department, that sent these notices, that had notices at two new addresses. Of course I had, because I've been giving them my address.
Is your green card still valid?
No, because they cancelled it without telling me.
When?
That I don't know. But I
in what period of time could it have been cancelled?
Well, it must have been cancelled sometime in the last year, I suppose.
I mean, you presumably, have you travelled to and from America?
I happen not to have done the last year, but
when was the last time you entered America?
Probably 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
I think
so. And you came from where?
I wasn't here. I think probably Europe. Maybe I want to say Hungary or...
Okay, but you entered...
I don't recall, honestly.
But you entered not using an O-1 visa, but using the green card?
Right, but they...
Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And you were allowed in?
Yes, and I had my little green card. They took all of those things from me when they arrested me.
How long is the green card valid for?
Well, you can either get it for 2 or 10 years.
What did you have it for?
So I had 2 years, and I was renewing on a two-year basis.
Had that elapsed?
No, it had not. No, it had not.
So again, there is contention about whether he should have been deported or shouldn't have been deported. Milo saying, you know, his green card was valid. And I was zooming in there because you could see some of the interesting faces he was making. Let's listen to Alex Jones and see what he thinks. The brightest minds in the right-wing sphere, Laura Loomer, Alex Jones, and Milo.
Now, here's where I am on this. Everybody's trying to say it's Laura Loomer, and she takes credit for everything. She makes up stuff. You know, she said that when I came out and criticized Candace Owens, that she told me to do it, and I did it because she told me to do it. That's not even true. She just does this constantly. I know TSA people, and I know Border Patrol and ICE. They have told me for 6 months that anybody, they don't care if you're from Germany, Russia, Mexico, wherever, you're flying and your visa's up, you get deported. Mexico does that too. So I don't know if this was Trump picking on him. Probably not. And that does show that they are taking the gloves off more, you know, than we saw with the Democrats who were bringing them in. So MAGA dream turns nightmare. Milo deported in revenge. Was it something he said? That's Drudge. I don't see any evidence of that. I'm not defending Trump. I just know from my sources, I've talked about this on air, that if your visa's up and you don't go to the hearing, they put it in the computer and they search it and you're bye-bye. I know people that work in the TSA in Austin and in Dallas. I know people that work in the transportation department above them. And I also have other sources, and they've confirmed, no, this is what goes on. They don't care who you are. Milo Yiannopoulos, a right-wing provocateur, is arrested by ICE. And so I said yesterday, you know, this is political. It's wrong. I said, I don't know. But
so also some theories flying that it could be politically motivated if Milo was getting tired of Donald Trump and said the wrong thing. Maybe Laura Loomer, someone got in Trump's ear, directed the DHS to deport him, to rip away his green card. That sounds so nuts, but we're living under this administration, nothing is too far-fetched. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. Absolutely insane story. I appreciate you making it to the end. Once again, make sure you hit like, hit subscribe, share the video out. The links to my YouTube channel will be right down below, and I will see you back here tomorrow.